This episode talks about CUSA board, and it was something that I knew I wanted to address in my YouTube channel. There are these composite products that you can use for amateur boat building and boat restoration, and they really didn't exist 20 years ago, and they're kind of revolutionary. I wanted to talk about some of these things, kind of get them out there. Up to this point, there was very little information on YouTube or even the internet about using these products for boat building. Occasionally, someone would talk about using them for transom, and in fact, a couple months before I released this video, one of the big boat channels released a whole thing about doing a transom with it, but we'd already done this 7 years prior doing the shower project. So I thought it was important to talk about it and put it out there. I knew in the larger context, as we do more and more projects using these materials, you begin to see, you know, the variety possibility of these products and their uses. Nowadays, there are entire channels devoted to talking about nothing but building stuff with CUSA board for the boat. People are using it all the time. They've got all their content oriented around that. But back when this first happened, and when I first did this project, if you can believe it, there really wasn't a lot of information out there. The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. The boat behind me is going to have a standalone shower, and it's only 27 feet long. Episode 15, Building a Standalone Shower, Part 2.
Hi, this is Joe with Motor City Boatworks. This is part 2 of how I built a standalone shower inside my pocket trawler. Now you'll remember the Alban 27 family cruiser came from the factory with a relatively small size head. A head is what we call a bathroom on a boat. It's just naval terminology. Now, my original plan was to enlarge the Alban 27 head from about 9 square feet to more than 20 square feet. It would more than double in size. The larger footprint would allow me to put a standalone shower against the amidships bulkhead with a toilet opposite of the shower, separated by about 1 or 2 feet. And then a sink adjacent to the shower and the toilet. This was significant open heart surgery on my pocket trawler. This was a big project because it entailed me having to tear out several bulkheads as well as the fiberglass bench seat and remove the entire dinette area in the V-berth of the boat. A lot of nasty cutting out fiberglass and grinding down the leftover tabs to ensure that I had a smooth and fresh surface to work from to build everything back up. Rebuilding the head was approximately a 9-month project. It extended over the coldest months of winter when I really couldn't get much done. But once things began to warm up, it was time to lay in some patterns and figure out how to put in the bulkheads. The good news was that the large head bulkhead was not tabbed into the hull of the boat. Now, what does tabbing mean? Tabbing refers to when a bulkhead is actually attached to the fiberglass hull with fiberglass. There's some fiberglass tape that goes over the corner joints, and everything is glued and epoxied in place with fiberglass. On many boats, as a cost-cutting measure, bulkheads are not tabbed in place. They're not structural. They are more like dividers of space inside a boat. For this project, after I removed the head bulkhead, I would be pushing it forward and replacing it with a new bulkhead made of CUSA board composite. Now, I've talked about this material before. CUSA board is a composite material. It's made of a dense polyurethane foam with pieces of fiberglass roving mixed inside of it. The new bulkheads in the head would be tabbed in place. They would be glued to the hull. And this would create a great point of strength for the deck above, where I plan to install a small mast for an auxiliary sail at a later date. Now that's a different project, and we'll talk about it at a later date. But if you'd like, there's a short video on my YouTube channel where I talk about adding a mast to my pocket trawler. Once the bulkheads were removed inside the head and everything was down to the fiberglass pan liner, it was time to start cutting away the dinette bench seat and then bring all of the rough edges down smooth so that they could be built back up with new fiberglass and CUSA board. Now, a lot of people, they use different sorts of techniques for pattern making on boats, especially when it's time to put in a bulkhead. They might use the tick stick method, which you can research and find on Google. They might use Luan plywood strips, what they call door skin, to also make various patterns. Now, I've used a lot of different materials when making patterns on a variety of my boat projects. Sometimes I just simply use large sheets of cardboard. Other times, I like to use a product called Coroplast, which is like a plastic version of corrugated cardboard. But when doing a large project, especially one that involves mocking up bulkheads and interior spaces on a boat, one of the things I found is a great budget way is to use EPS foam, what I call the pink foam method. This is EPS foam that you can buy at a big box store, and it costs $12 to $15 for a 4x8 sheet that's a half inch thick. The advantage of using pink foam board for this type of pattern making and mock-up is that it's fairly rigid and it holds its own shape really well. And it allows you to get an idea of what an actual half inch thick or 3/4 inch thick bulkhead might look like on a boat. It can be difficult to cut, so you've got to have a razor blade knife that really is very sharp. It helps to have lots of small pieces of pink foam and duct tape so you can kind of tape everything together as you begin to fill in holes and capture the contour of the boat hull. Now, this technique might not work for your application. If you're doing a lot of tight joinery work, a wooden boat restoration, if you're doing some type of really fine finish where you really need to be very precise in your cuts, the pink foam method is not the way to go. But for bulk composite building, especially using CUSA board or PVC foam board, where you're going to be filling gaps with a lot of epoxy paste, pink foam works great, it's quick, and it's cheap. As I got the new pink foam bulkheads in place, I could really get an idea of what the shape and size of the space was going to look like. It was obvious right away that the head was going to be massive in size compared to the one that came from the factory. I could imagine down the road that it was going to be an absolute pleasure to take a shower in this head. Once I had a good pattern made from pink foam board and I felt like I really knew what the interior space was going to look like, I took everything apart, took the patterns, and then traced them all out onto large sheets of CUSA board. Now, CUSA board comes in 4x8 sheets and you can get it in 1/2 inch, 3/4, even 1 inch thick. Now, I wanted the bulkheads to be made of 3/4 inch CUSA board. I decided to cover each side of the CUSA board with a single layer of about 7 ounce biaxial fiberglass cloth. This way, the bulkheads would be extremely rigid. And in the future, I might be able to mount a shelf or hooks to the actual surface of the CUSA board because the fiberglass gave me something to screw into. Fiberglass had to be put on the CUSA board panels before they were put in place because everything needs to be as smooth as possible to facilitate filling the weave at a later date to ensure a very smooth bulkhead. The edges of the fiberglass on CUSA board when it's epoxy in place, I call those meat hooks. They will stick in your hands and they will cut you if you're not careful. Ask me how I know. So it's best to sand everything down on the edges, grind down the fiberglass so that there's nothing that can poke you as you're putting in the bulkheads. Now, an interesting thing about the head bulkhead was that it was not made of a single sheet of 4x8 marine plywood. It was actually two pieces put together using a dowel system. This meant that the new bulkhead made out of CUSA board, well, it also was not going to be a single 4x8 sheet of CUSA board. This means that I had to join two pieces of CUSA board paneling together using what I call the staple and glue method. Now, I talked about this technique previously in the episode where I talked about building the hardtop for the pilot house. The staple and glue method is a great way to join two pieces of CUSA board when they have to go butt to butt, end to end.
And we're going to be working today on putting in the new bulkheads for the new head design, the bathroom design.
Once I had the bulkhead panels cut out, prepared, fiberglassed, and ready to go, I took them on the boat and started maneuvering them into place. From this point on, everything was assembled using the screw and glue method. The drywall screws hold the structure together, and the epoxy paste fills the gaps and makes the joints. In the case of the bulkheads, the CUSA board panels had to be held in place while all of the epoxy cured. And to do this, I created a series of what I call cheater blocks. Cheater blocks are small pieces of wood or CUSA board that you can glue or attach to the hull of the boat and then screw the CUSA board into the cheater block while the epoxy joint sets up. You're not gluing the board to the cheater block. Afterwards, you go back and you remove the cheater blocks. You just knock them out of place and get rid of them. Everything gets unscrewed, but the panel's still held in place due to the epoxy joint. You're only using the cheater block for the purpose of holding the panel in place while the joint sets up. Now, you need a little bit more than just an epoxy joint holding a bulkhead in place on a boat. So I like to go back and then tab in the bulkhead. Tabbing is where you take about 3 or 4 inch wide strip of fiberglass fabric and you lay it into the joint and then wet it down with epoxy resin. Tabbing ensures that the bulkhead is now an integral part of the boat. Inside the head, I built up the left side of the room to support a toilet. This would be the toilet platform. It's approximately 2 inches off of the deck. Most marine toilets sit the lowest to the ground possible, maybe 13, 14 inches. So it helps to have an extra 2-inch platform to raise the toilet a little bit higher for your comfort. On the right side, I built the subfloor for the shower pan. Now the shower pan for the standalone shower was going to be made out of fiberglass or acrylic. Basically the same thing that you would find inside of a RV or a small apartment. But the fiberglass shower pan has to be supported by something, and that's the subfloor structure. So I built basically a box that would support the shower pan on the right side of the head. To accommodate the curve of the hull, I created a shower step at one end of the standalone shower. All of this was built in and integrated into a new cabinet facing made out of CUSA board. Inside the cabinet facing, will there be a shelf with plenty of room to store bathroom items? There would be 2 cutouts where there are 2 marine hatches. Things always look a little scary when you're using rough patterns and screwing pieces of CUSA board together. But once everything is set up and the screws are removed, it's possible to go back over all of the sharp edges and round them over using a roundover bit. This gives a very nice gentle curve to all the edges. Everything begins to look very preformed and it looks like it's supposed to be there. The head on a boat is one of the places that's most susceptible to any sort of mold or mildew. You really got to make sure that you have good airflow and that all the surfaces are really, really smooth so that they can be wiped down and cleaned often and easily. All the CUSA board surfaces were coated with epoxy resin or epoxy paste. Any imperfections or sloppy cuts, well, that was all filled in. At this stage, all I wanted was a very smooth surface that would take paint really well. Where the forward cabin, dinette, table, and bench used to be, well, there was now a structural bulkhead. And in the small space between that bulkhead and the V-berth, I decided this would be a great place to build a refrigerator stand. My boat's going to have a marine refrigerator, and this will be a great place where I could set it at eye level and still have kitchen storage underneath it. To create the refrigerator cabinet, I use PVC foam board. I'll be talking about it in a later episode where I explain how this material works and some of the projects that you can build out of it. New non-skid throughout the boat covered up any imperfections in the floor, and paint covered all the surfaces, leaving a really glossy, smooth finish. Now, sadly, I can't show you a finished head yet, because frankly, it's not done. This is going to be part of what I'm going to be working on over the coming months, but you can get an idea of what the new headspace looks like and how everything is going to get put together.
Okay, so I'm inside the head here, and I'm going to show you what it looks like. It's come out quite well, and we'll be reassembling everything inside here. So unfortunately, it's not in a finished state just yet. Let me show you what we got. So as you walk inside the head, this is the head right here. The counter is going to be right over there. A marine toilet right over here. And shower pan immediately to the right. You can actually see the drain hole right there. And that will go to a sump and a sump pump that can then be, the gray water can be pumped overboard. This is just a framework for the countertop. The countertop will sit right on top of here. It goes right on and it fits right in there against the bulkhead, everything. Inside these cutouts here, we have marine hatches that go inside here. These are the cutouts that fit those perfectly. You'll see them. And of course, there'll be a shelf on the inside here, which is taken out right now. I wanted to leave everything out so that I can run the hoses inside here. They'll be coming from the engine room, from the aft forward, inside here, out of the way. So that's why the countertop hasn't been put on yet. You can see one of the through-hole fittings here. This is where the toilet's going to go, right here. And this is where the shower is, right here. This wall, this is CUSA board right now. And this will be actually a FRP panel, like a shower stall panel, like often what you find, it's sometimes inside of an RV or something like that. Fiberglass FRP panel will go along here. And this will all go down to the plastic pan that's down here, and the trim and everything will be caulked and everything will drain. There should be waterproof. And there'll be a shower curtain that goes across the ceiling here, the shower curtain that goes across here. This is all smooth, as well as the walls here. The bulkhead here is all smooth. Everything should be fantastic. This will be covered with the headliner panels. There's actually PVC panels that will go here to hide all the wiring or anything that needs to be here. There'll be a light fixture here. Approximately 20 inches now between the doorway here.
We've reached the end of another episode. It was a long episode, I know. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I spent a lot of effort trying to make sure that the videos are original and provide a lot of information related to my boat building and the things that I do here at Motor City Boat Works. I hope you enjoy it. Please spread the word and click the like button and of course, subscribe. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. If you're interested in contacting me or asking a question and you don't have a YouTube account, simply navigate to the Motor City Boat Works website or the Motor City Boat Works YouTube channel. And in the show description, there'll be a link.
If you like these videos, please subscribe and click the like button. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boat Works YouTube channel or my website, motorcityboatworks.com. Boatworks is spelled BOATWERKS.